morning when we're talking about the situation between the male teacher and the female chela. And earlier this morning, what we were discussing is that it's very easy, because of the subtle areas of feeling that are involved, for the relationship between the guru and the chela, especially if it is genuine and has an element of love and affection, for it very easily to slip into the realm of the personal relationship between a man and a woman. And the ideas we were discussing earlier had to do with the fact that many masculine teachers may not have taken female students for this exact reason.
Right.
And Yogi has been out in the garden for a little while thinking about this problem, because we talked about it earlier, and what he just came back and shared with me was the idea that in the realm of feeling, a female has a much greater capacity of differentiation, as the masculine has a greater capacity of differentiation in the in the field of ideas, and perhaps that there was some element there that caused this difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other idea that we posited just a few minutes ago was perhaps that if this was the case, perhaps the way that a male teacher or guru would have to work with this problem would be to use the area of the form of a relationship in order to guide him in this process of working with women chelas. That's about as far as we got. But it is true that this is a real issue, because, like I said, it's not only just since I've been here that you are, especially at this time in your life, drawing female disciples. And to have
this...
This
has been strange. And it's over a wide range of age.
Oh, yeah.
From teenagers, actually. Up in Palo Alto, a bunch of teenagers coming around me. Tell him to me. And I got an explanation of that, partly from Dr. Moss and so forth. And one suggestion was that they had inadequate father, and there were questions that came up where they wanted male help, not female help. And they couldn't, well, normally we go to their fathers in some cases. Where the father is inadequate, they go to someone else who could fill out of what, at least temporarily, a father-like relationship to them. And I was looking at myself, a very old man, right, 96, and yet here they were holding hands with me. And it was pleasant enough from my point of view, but it looked a little crazy.
Well, but it's, you know, and there's a lot of things happening at a lot of levels. And that's like what we were talking about earlier. Where this situation, like, and you made the comment to me earlier, you said, if Gertrude were alive, this situation would not occur.
It wouldn't.
But, see, there again, it points back to the situation not being in the hands of the female student. It's your situation. Because you admitted it yourself. If you were in a situation where you had your wife, you wouldn't be putting that energy onto the female student.
Sure.
And so that's where it comes back to, not only does the... So you have a really unique situation here, Yogi, because when you get a student that comes to you, it's almost like you have capacity there to be so influential, because this person gives you all this power. When I came, for instance, you were everything to me. Mother, father, teacher, companion. And so if the teacher himself begins to draw the personal side elements out, he can very much have a tremendous influence on that student, because she has given him all this power.
Mm-hmm.
She she's really laid herself at his feet.
Yeah.
And it, depending on how he treats that, that's a tremendous amount of power to hand up an individual.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of responsibility.
I'm utterly surprised to run into this problem in advance of the age.
But the problem, you see, is what you do with that power. See? I mean, had you stayed away totally from any personal relationship, there would be no issue. So there, again, it drops back onto your lap. It's like, what are you going to do about this situation where there's an obvious longing on your part? But it seems like that this issue, as you know, it's like you were talking earlier, you're going to keep going and you're going to keep having this issue come up until you have a deeper understanding of it.
Yeah. And it's most unexpected. I will admit, though, that after Sharifa's death, maybe I need to go back in and talk to Bob tonight. I felt vulnerable.
Is that how you feel now? Is that how you feel now?
Yes.
Do you think that vulnerability is one of the reasons why you keep looking for...
No, I wasn't vulnerable after I had set the relationship with the group.
Exactly. But Gertrude's gone now. So
yes,
now that vulnerability to that.
Well, so you look then for a similar action for dealing with the problem of vulnerability.
But what was perhaps a totally valid action at 72
is not a valid action at 96. I think you see the logic of that, all right.
Yeah, but yet you still do the same pattern.
Yes, I know. I know the truth. And the question is, what is the right pattern in that case? And even if you could define it intellectually, it would be a cold thing without feeling it.
That's right, and it's not. That's the one thing that I can say just from being around you for the last 6 months, is that you are not a cold, totally rational person all the time. You definitely have a very strong feeling and emotional side, and that's what I saw come up during the trip, was that because we were visiting all the places where you had all these strong memories, and some very romantic memories. So as you got more and more involved in reliving that, more and more and more of the personal side of you came up. More and more of the romance. More and more of the affection. And that's, you know, that is going to come and go. It's not that you can control that. Or should you control it? You shouldn't even control it. But what are you going to do with it when it comes up? Because in this situation, I mean, in a way I can say at this point that I'm grateful that it has, because it's enabled me to look at it, and it's enabling you to look at it, where we might not have had this not come up. But in another way, in a practical side, I can say that it's caused a lot of problems. It's caused problems between how do we define our relationship, and how what's happening with the relationship with Jim, and Jim and yours relationship. It's like all these issues are asides. But the only reason why I would even see pursuing this at all is that I know that it's going to come up again for me. It's not over with me. I mean, I'm going to be here for whoever knows how long. You know, hopefully as long as you're with me. But there's going to be other feminine students that are going to come to you. And what are you going to do when that happens and that affectionate feeling starts to happen again? I mean, that's something that you're going to have to deal with.
It's quite obvious that might you get away from it.
Get away. like you're trying to get away from it altogether. I mean, it's not that you just want to get away from having that feeling, say, towards me or towards another female that you might like a lot. It's like you don't want that whole issue at all. You know, it's like if you could stop feeling, period, you would. Mm-hmm. That's my sense. It's like it hurts. It hurts to feel.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you had your druthers, as long as you can't have the hurt balanced with the joy, which with Gertrude, of course, the preponderance was of such joy,
yes,
that there was very little hurt. Now, since Gertrude's passing, there's very little joy and there's a lot of hurt.
Yeah.
So now you just want to block the whole feeling place. But obviously you can't do that. There's no way other than to become somewhat of a machine.
Yes.
Which I don't think you can do. That's right. And a human nature is a feeling nature as well as a thinking nature. So it's like, I don't know, something in me says that in a very deep way, it's like all of us, Richard Moss has a saying, he says we all love the joys of companionship, and we all hate the sadness of separation. Something in you, it seems, has never accepted the separation, the pain of separation. It's like you want the joy of it, but you don't want the pain of it.
No, does anybody want the pain of it?
I don't think you can want it, but I think that there's an acceptance that comes with it. And to a degree, it has. It has. I mean, you said it to me more times, but over the last 5 years, the pain's gotten less and less and less.
Yes.
To where now, I know even in the last 6 months, when I first came here, we used to talk Gertrude all. Every story had a Gertrude story. You'd constantly repeat all the things you've done with Gertrude. You wanted to watch movies all the time, sometimes to the point where they bring tears to your eyes, where the longing was so great. And then when we started working with the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and over in that book it talks about non-attachment. I mean, it just hammers that at you, really. The whole book is about that. Non-attachment to samsara experiences. And then slowly, kind of, you started to stop hanging on to Gertrude in such a big way. And you told me that now it's much less painful for you than it was, say, even a couple of years ago. But yet, you're still, it still hurts. Mm-hmm. It still hurts. And you keep looking for that feminine companion to make it stop hurting. Rather than just accepting it.
No, no.
And it's going to hurt.
It works. Yeah, of course it hurts too.
By fixing it with Gertrude. And that's what you're trying to do again. You're trying to fix the hurt with Gertrude by fixing it with Diana or Karen or Doreen or whoever else happens to fit in. It's not perfect. It might be, see, the thing is, I can't absolutely tell you that it's not appropriate for you to be married again. How the heck do I know? I don't know whether it's appropriate for you to marry again. That's not within my realm of judgment to say one way or the other. But what I can say isn't appropriate in my own case, and I feel I can speak with some degree of knowledge in the case of women who I've talked to who've had the experience with you before. It's not appropriate with female students who are coming to you for spiritual guidance, and you're putting this personal relationship onto that relationship. That is, I can't say whether having a wife for you ever again is appropriate. It's certainly not coming from that. I don't think.
Well, of course, you may be right. I'm not authority in this field.
I don't think there is a human being alive with authority in that field. Because that's the field of human emotion.
Yeah.
And it has a mind of its own.
Well,
The thing that you
How about, they're rather rare, but they do exist, female world.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have a mastery in this particular field, and not numerous.
Well, there's probably a variety of male gurus who have many female disciples. I know one for sure, who's a friend of yours, is Tarpa. Tarpa has many female disciples. The same thing that leads me to go to you, or the same thing that leads any individual to a given teacher. You can say there's some karmic relationship there, or there's some particular connection. But for whatever reason, you can quicken the process. You can add depth, insight, momentum to the growth. But, you know, it's, you know, the situation is something that I think, you know, you're going to have to spend some time
with. Yes, of course, too.
Because it's going to happen.
Of course.
Unless you decide you don't want to work with women. And that, to me, seems to, that's throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Because obviously there are benefits that you accrue by having female devotees and disciples. I mean, you obviously have Andrea and I around almost all the time. Well, one of us is with you 24 hours a day. So you have that feminine energy that is being pleasantly shared. And you have, of course, we get the benefit of the masculine energy. And also your particular being. But, so, you know, to not work with females altogether would seem to be a stance that's pretty severe. But what you might need to redefine is the way that you work with those people. And you might not even have to change the form that you've done it up to now. It might just be your awareness of this issue that will change. That might be all the change that's needed. You have, I mean, with any other person, I couldn't talk about this kind of thing. Not that they wouldn't understand what I was saying, but they don't have your gifts of interception. And I'm trusting that you can take a look at this problem.
Well, I am looking at it.
That's what I mean. Take a look at it and somehow come to some satisfactory terms within yourself of how you're going to work with this. Because I know, and I was telling you, I know from the fact from Doreen and Karen and Corral that part of the reason that they left was that personal element being added to the relationship. And they're not being strong enough to cope with it.
No. I had over at Hermes. And Darcy came to me. And the girls came to me. I don't know that she realized an appreciation of what is involved in talking and trying. I doubt she knew that. It's a rare privilege and sort of general capacity to have a journal. Great. had been a hypnotherapist, and she finally left then because of the transparency problem. She got sick and tired of it.
And you know, you mentioned earlier this morning that there may be elements here which are similar,
yes,
to that. But I don't think so, because the reason that I would say that there is a difference here, a very strong difference, is that with the transference problem, it's the problem of the client generally doing that. In this situation, you have the opposite. You have you putting it on the student. And that's why I'm saying here it seems like the work is in getting to some kind of truth within yourself about whether you really want a student here or you want love. And then being very, very brutal and honest with yourself. If you want a wife, then go out and find one. But don't use the female students that come to you in sincerity as a vehicle for that. Because your integrity is such that that's not what you're doing. But that's a different situation. You were in your 70s, early 70s. You were still in a situation where it was very possible to enter into another romantic relationship.
Yes.
This is a different period of your life. This is
much nearer termination.
And it seems like what's being asked of you is coming to grips with being alone. Not alone in the totally alone sense, because obviously you have us around all the time, but you're alone in that man-woman sense, in that marriage sense. And you're either accepting that and making peace with that, or if you can't accept that, then being very honest about pursuing some female to take that place. But not putting that relationship on every female who comes forward. Because it takes something that's very beautiful and wonderful and adds a twist to it. It's dishonest. Gurus have vanished? What do you mean gurus have vanished? It's like poof up
the
smoke?
Patient problem like this.
And went into a cave, you mean?
Yeah.
Like Shankara, when you didn't get to be Buddha anymore. That's right. Hey, I'm telling you, it's a big one.
It's a big problem.
You're right.
And when I deal with these top figures like Shankara, Buddha, and Christ seemed to be more fortunate in dealing with female than the other two.
But Christ too, you have to realize Christ died at a very young age.
33, yes.
Yeah, and so his experience with women at the most was probably over a 10-year period.
Yes. Short time.
A very short time. Here you have a problem that's very different. You've been dealing with women for 7 or 9 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but it very much is a personal, I mean, this is the kind of problem that would be dealt with, can be dealt with by a psychologist, or is a problem that would come to a psychologist. I'm not saying in what case it would, but I'm just saying, what do you do with, let's take a person that would be in a similar situation, a widower, for instance, who's lost his wife, he's very lonely, he's in his late years, entering the transition or termination phase, and yet very much missing the female companionship.
Mm-hmm.
And how does he cope with that? That's a very common problem that is entered into in a psychologist's office.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why I'm saying on that level, if you just want to look at it on a totally practical level, this is a common problem. but you have, of course, a lot of levels to that, because in your situation it becomes even more touchy and tricky because of the situation of Guru Chela.
Yeah.
Where you're bringing women to you to study, teach, and the person around them is being added to the relationship if there is a true affection.
Of course, one of the reasons when you see a combination of type of group solves all of these problems that the potential atmosphere is death.
Yeah. And you're up against a whole new one this time. Because the situation is radically different from what was the case 25 years ago. Not only 96, but you're obviously not going to be producing. Or if you're producing, you're producing differently now. You're not at least doing tapes and books. I can still say, because I would say it may be that the body of work that we do in the next year, I hope we have a year, or what we've done in 6 months, and I don't know what we're going to bump our heads onto, but it may be that some of this work will be just as valuable or more valuable than anything in our life, especially the record that you're leaving on the transition, because there's very little work on that. So you can't really, it's impossible for us being in the situation to view the work and say, well, this is more important than this, because we don't know. At some point down the road, this period of time, what record you leave, either through the tapes or through whatever I can write or what you write or what we share, may be just as valuable as anything else. But, you know, it's like your situation is radically different. You're 96 years old.
Yeah.
And
much further in term.
That's for sure. I mean, we don't know that. You may have 4 more years, 5 more years, 10 more years, and you may have 1 more week. We don't know.
Yeah.
But certainly the idea of, ideally, I know you would love to have a marriage companion. There's a lot of things, ideally, that I would like to have. But at some level, I have accepted in a very deep way what is, rather than what I would like. And maybe that's really all that's going to be required, that you accept on a very deep level the fact that you're going to turn into that man. And not really, but not with that marriage. I mean, you know, I know I've probably been here, you'll never be alone. So it's not that alone. We're just talking alone being barefoot of a marriage. But this is an issue we need to do. We've got to do something with it, because it's going to cause a lot of problems. You don't have to do something about it. Obviously, you can just let it keep doing it. It'll keep happening. It's kept happening up to now. And like I said, out of those women we were talking about earlier, nobody had the real courage to come forward and say, hey, on a practical basis, he made it very difficult for me to be here. But I don't care about that. I'll work that out somehow. But this issue is going to come up again. And that's the only reason that I would even... Because if it had just happened with me, I would say, well, it's just a particular thing that happened between Yogi and I, and it doesn't have any bearing on anything. But the fact that it happened several times before my appearance, and the fact that when I took you to a lady friend of mine, you were already thinking in that line. Not that you did anything about it. You didn't, but that was immediately triggered.
Mm-hmm. I looked at it.
Exactly. You looked at the possibility. And that's why I'm saying, I know it's going to come up. It's going to come up, and it's going to come up, and it's going to come up until you come to grips with it. You're one of those rare individuals that have the intelligence and the capability of tremendous interception. You're going to have to examine the very deepest part of your heart, what you're going to do. Are you going to continue in the same vein? I can honestly tell you that if you decide to do that, I still will be here. You won't. There is nothing that you could do. I mean, I might have to make some kind of statement about our relationship. But there is, if you decide to keep going out into the world and every student that comes forward, you'll pick and choose, and every now and then they'll ask one to marry you. I wouldn't condemn you for that. This is, I don't look at you on this planet. And that's a very human that we're talking about. And what you, the decision that you make there is your decision. And I'll watch. But my deeper hope is that you will come to grips with it somewhere inside yourself and not keep repeating this pattern. Because you're losing students. And I really think that your deeper thrust has always been to help individuals along the path. But if this personal element is somehow intruding on that, I don't know actively. You know, in terms of concrete ideas, I could say, this is what you can do about that. The only thing that I can see is that somehow you have to come to a place inside yourself where you can accept being safe as being appropriate for this time in your life. Telling it to you.
Is it bothering you or something?
I think every human being does it. Because you've dedicated your life to pursue the deeper possibilities of relationships. That's really what your life has been about. Drawing that element out with whatever human being you came in contact with. And now you're facing a situation where the personal side of you has its own desires and very strong. And you're interfering with what is really what you are about. And it's going to be a real battle, I can see. If you're going to decide that that's not going to be appropriate behavior, it's going to be a battle. Or maybe you have such command of will that you can decide it and it'll be gone. I don't know. But I know for me it's been a real struggle. Because what we're talking about in terms of that romantic, affectionate liaison are the personal elements of the relationship. They're not the deeper, in-person troops relationship. It's almost like I remember a conversation that we had once when we were talking about the bigger you and the little lives that were in this body that have their own little desires and wants and needs, and were making you pay the price sometimes at night because they were, you know, they knew panic was coming in, and those would occasionally get a hold of you and just really wreak havoc. And yet there was another side of you that was much larger than those little lives that could easily step out of that and accept a termination or a transition in a very open way. And it's which side are you going to give the power to? that's where your choice is.
Well, I think there's a lot of wisdom in this lecture.
In his wind-up ball, you know, he has to do the before he throws the ball, and that's what I did the whole week before I came back, was wind up, because I was determined that I was not going to have this issue separate. So it meant that I come back and face it head.
And you did a very courageous thing.
Jones told you that, so you have to believe the doctors if you don't even believe your own records. And of course, it may be that this may be one of the issues that you're still on this planet to work with. But I agree that the area is very subtle. And you were saying before about it being subtle, and that's why I said I have to accept some responsibility. Not like I can say, hey, I came to you all innocent and you just put that on me. That's not true. There's a very fine line between that affection, which is totally appropriate and right and natural to the relationship between you and I, and that sort of affection that just starts building into the person within itself. And I wasn't as vigilant as I should have been. For myself, too. Where I didn't really catch it until it was pretty much out of the ballpark again.
Yeah.
But in a way, I can say at this point it's probably a blessing, because I'm going to be able to look at that a lot clearer for myself. And sharing it with you, I'm going to look at it too with you.
Yeah, you get an objective view. Yeah. Well, it's valuable this.
Your dependency on women, Gertrude especially, was so strong. You could stand alone. Because, as you said, boy, when Sharifa was taken from you, you had to find another one. And when Gertrude was taken from you, you've been actively looking for another one. Not in the same way you did after Sharifa's death, where you drove around the country and went and found one and brought her back, which is what you did with Gertrude. But this time it's been more subtle in how you're looking. But you're still looking. And maybe the point is to just let that whole issue go. And maybe that's the reason the adepts can stick around, to see if you're strong enough to stand alone. See if all of us are strong enough. You know, that's the scary part about marriage. I know, you know, you've asked me a couple of times, you don't know what the relationship is with Kim. And you've asked me at times, you know, to explain that. And right here, that's what I was saying. When I was giving the lecture to you, I was really giving it to myself. It's so easy to become dependent. Not that we shouldn't need each other or we shouldn't share together. But where that relationship becomes crucial, becomes paramount to our very existence, so I'm really saying to myself, Diane, you have to stand alone. That's why I never married Jim. I'm scared to death of exactly what I've seen happen to you, happening to me. So you're a tremendous object lesson for me, because I too have that need. I want that romance. It feels so wonderful. Maybe I'm willing to pay the price. Then that's the reason I don't want to. I'm afraid. It's not that I don't love you. I do love you. But it's so easy to have that relationship become a sort of bondage to where you depend on that person so much that when they're taken from you, or, you know, and let's face it, none of us ever know what this universe has in store. You know, we always like to pretend that something's going to go on forever, but in the truth, it's all a transition. We lose it all. So it will eventually be taken from you. Now, what are you going to do when it's taken from you? If you've depended for so long, are you going to die behind it? And what I'm saying is, I think you're strong enough at 96 to let go of the dependency. You're stronger than any man I've ever met. You've done things that are incredible. And you have tools to do them still. So, one more pile is dropped in your lap.
Well?
And if you were, you know, I told Jim, he asked me after this last thing, you know, he was real honest. I was real honest with him after this last thing that happened. And he got all angry because he could see what had happened between the two of us. And, of course, he'd watched it before, and then I was taken care of, and then he came back again. But he said something to me about the fact of, about your age or something. And I said, well, he's 96 years old. This is just ridiculous. And I said, well, you know, I'll tell you the truth. If he was a younger man, he might have some problems. You might, if you were a younger person, and I thought it was appropriate, Jim might be having some problems. I mean, that's the truth. Because at a younger time, a marriage relationship would still be appropriate for you. But not at 96 anymore. And if you were still back, you know, say 50 years or even less, then I might be saying, hey, this guy would give you a run for your money. Because that's, you know, you have all those attributes that I admire in a man. But that's not the nature of this relationship. That's not how we came together.
That's true.
Now, you had to tell me something. In terms of my role here in this problem, is there anything that I can do to help? I mean, for instance, if you know, do you want to just leave this subject alone for a while and not talk about it?
Well,
have some time to think about it?
Maybe so, but
leave it open.
Leave it open. Let things develop as they may.
I know, you know, since I've come back, and like I told you, one of the reasons why I came out so dang strong today is because I had a whole week to wind up.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about this, and thinking, you know, how am I going to work this out, or what can I do, or what's the, out of the emotional area, trying to really get down as far as I could in the depths of myself, in terms of seeing what was really going on, not just between the two of us, but how this had implications to the relationships you're going to have with female students. I'm looking at all the sides of it, da-da-da-da. But I know one of the things that I was very reserved with and have been since I came back was the showing of physical affection. And maybe for the time being, I'm going to have to watch that. So I don't know.
So you have a problem.
Well, it's very natural for me to show affection. That's what I'm telling you. That's why we were talking about how subtle that is, to just slip from that one place to the other place. Because it's very, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to be affectionate with you. But if the affection is leading towards a personal relationship, then it's wrong. And I'm going to stop doing it. But if the affection is taken in the light that it's given, then it's not wrong. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. What it implies in action. Maybe a problem.
And that's why I asked you for some guidance. And that's why I just asked you for some guidance there. Because this isn't a one-way street. This is two. And especially in this issue, it's one where the thrust for the personal relationship is coming very strong from you. So if it is inappropriate at this time for me to reach out and grab your hand, so until you get clear about what you want to do with this.
Maybe we'll start it as we should.
Oh, gosh.
At this time.
Oh, I think so too. And not only that, I don't know about you, but it feels hot in here. Hot in here to you?
Yeah, that door,
Oh, yeah. The reason I shut that was because I didn't know.
I know. I know. I